Let's go back to this whole question of cost of living, because prices are still going up, as you've been hearing, but the pace of inflation across the economy is gradually slowing. The annual rate of inflation slowed to 6.6% in May, compared to 7.2% in April. Let's talk to our economics editor, Robert Short. So what kind of pattern now are we seeing well into this cost of living crisis, Robert?
Well, we are seeing inflation slowing down. That's unambiguous, but it is a slow process. And I suppose we are headed in the direction that we're expected to be heading in. The government expecting inflation to moderate to about 5% or just under 5% this year. I suppose one of the really interesting things about May's inflation figures is that the underlying rate of inflation, the core rate of inflation, which is when you strip out those volatile elements that you've been discussing, like food and indeed energy, actually core inflation is going up at a higher annual rate than the headline rate. So it's 6.8%, and that's the first time that's happened. And what's going on there is that those big increases in energy prices, which caused such a shock to inflation last year, they're beginning to fade from the system. And in the meantime, the price of particularly of services, but things other than food and energy, are beginning to catch up with the overall inflation rates. And, you know, if you look at last month's figures, you can see the price of things like accommodation in hotels took a big jump, 7.5%. It's just under 15% higher than last year. Flights are a third more expensive than they were last year. The price of alcohol also going up, and a range of services, you know, everything from hairdressing to the maintenance and repair of homes, transport equipment, that kind of thing. They're all showing pretty chunky increases. So I think it tells us that inflation generally is slowing down, but there's still a lot of inflation in the economy.
And as today's statement from the CSO points out, we're in a very different place this year than we were this time last year, because they give some of the breakdown on the figures, don't they? I mean, a white sliced pan, a large sliced pan, 18 cents more expensive than last year. 2 litres of milk, 35 cents more, as you've been saying. Yep. Price of drink, a pint of stout is up 37 cents to 5.50 compared to this time last year. So inflation easing means prices aren't rising as fast as they were, but it doesn't mean prices are coming down.
Yeah, and I think it'll take a while for, as you've been discussing, this latest round of price decreases. It'll take a while to moderate or to alleviate some of those big increases in some food items, particularly dairy, that we've seen over the past 12 months. But however, having said that, you can begin to see some of the price decreases in certain food commodities like butter, milk, and indeed in bread last month. Fairly marginal, but it has lowered the annual rate of food inflation down to 12.6%. It had been above 13% for the last few months.
Just before I let you go, Robert, separate set of figures today from the CSO on savings. And we're saving a lot less than we were during the height of the pandemic.
Yeah, we're still saving. So the savings rate was just under 14% in the first quarter of this year. But that's a massive drop from the 24% savings rate that entailed in the last quarter of last year. And indeed, over the pandemic, in the first quarter of 2021, the savings rate was just under 34%. Mm. So we're back to normal, if you like. That's the kind of rate that existed in the last quarter of 2019. And accompanying that release, and this may be a hint as to why the savings rate has dropped so much, total disposable income is down 11% in the quarter. So what's happening is, yes, wages are going up, but inflation's going up a lot faster. So the real disposable income that people have is less as a result. So I think when it comes to big ticket items, people are perhaps dipping into savings a bit more than they had been.
Very good. Robert Short, economics editor, thank you very much for that.